This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, I just can't take it anymore. I just cannot take it anymore. I mean, this is just getting unbearable. All right. First, I got the two teenagers, and these kids are just now being so, I don't know what the word for it is without using a foul language, but they are just being the biggest pains in the butt. I know raising teens is hard, but both of them are in full blown teenage pain in the butt mode, and my husband's no help. Because I think he taught them how to be a pain in the butt. Last night, I was at my wit's end. Okay, Mr. Prom King, right, is now really copping a tude. He's now having this attitude. And I needed him to clean up the dog poop. Okay, now, apparently, this is what's been happening. Our dog is getting old, Apollo. Remember we told you we got this dog and he farts all the time and he really, really stinks? No. The cat is the one that's pooping in the piano, not the dog. By the way, any of you guys know what to do about a cat that poops on the piano? I don't know how to get the dried poop out of the piano. I need somebody to tell me how to get a piano cleaned. I can't do it. I've used hoses. I mean, our piano is useless because we're trying to wash off the poop and the pee. But we're talking about the dog now. So we got an older dog. I think it's about 10, almost 11, I think. And he farts all the time, and he's too big for us to have a doggy door. Because our house, you know, the last time we had a big doggy door, people can come right through it. I mean, you know, Apollo's huge. He's like a horse. So you have a doggy door, people from the outside can come in. So what we do is we have to let him out all the time. Well, now he's at the point where he's got to get up to pee multiple times a night, just like me. Okay, here I am, right, starting to be middle-aged. This dog is now geriatric. And so he has to get up in the middle of the night to potty. So we have an upstairs balcony. So I guess what's been happening is when he wakes up the kids, you know, or one of us, we just open up the balcony so we don't have to shut off the alarm and go all the way downstairs, etc. So we wake up and there's poop on the balcony. So I finally asked my son, can you please clean it up? And it was nice. Okay, this is how I asked my son, okay? This is how I asked my son. Oh, baby boy, can you pick up the dog poop? Okay, maybe I didn't say it like that, okay? I think I probably said it like this. Can you go pick up the dog poop if you have a chance? That's all I did. I didn't nag him. I didn't yell at him. I said, can you, you know, clean off the dog poop? You know, I just spent hundreds of dollars on you, over the past year or so. You know, I fed you, I breastfed you, I gave birth to you. I had to sustain a vaginal laceration. Can you please pick up the dog poo? I didn't go into all that. But I think it was surmised or it was implied, and can you please pick up the dog poo? Okay, he stops talking to me. You're going to stop talking to your mama? He stops talking to me, and he starts running around slamming doors, trying to get products to help clean up the poop. Now, he's the one that wanted the gosh darn dog. Okay, I personally wanted, like, to have, you know, like a Michael Fassbender running around the house. I did not want to have a dog. So now he's all ticked off that there's a dog, and there's poop. And when I go, what's wrong? Why are you being a jerk? I mean, I didn't say the word jerk. I said another word. Why are you being like that? He goes, and he actually shook his head and did the rolling of the eyes, and just like my husband does. And either that's genetic, where you yell like your father does, or you have the same expression like you're a dumb witch type of thing on your face. You either inherit that or it's learned. I think he's learning. I think our teenagers, we're going to be talking about teenagers today, all right? I think what's happening with our teenagers is we think they don't pay attention. And they absorb a lot more than we think. And he watches the way my husband acts around me. Okay? If I try to tell my husband to do something, it's... And he doesn't say anything. See, men are smart. Okay, my husband is very, very smart. Because he knows if he says something, I will hone in on what he said. I will be like, really? You have stuff to do? Like, okay, so for example, if I say, you know, honey, can you pick up the dog poo? He's like, I'm in the middle of something. Okay, now if he does that, I've already proven to him in the 20 years of marriage that that's not an effective argument. Because what is he in the middle of? A video game? He's in the middle of a video game. You really think that he's going to win that argument? Okay, so I rip him a new one for playing video games while I am basically sweating, you know, in tears and blood and whatever bodily fluids trying to get through my work while he is relaxing playing a video game. So he doesn't do that. If he says, I'm tired, like, I'm tired, again, I am going to nail him to the wall on that one because, oh, you're tired? Okay, what about me? I got ovaries that are drying up. I am still repairing from 17 years ago giving birth to your kids. Okay, I mean, I had to have sex with you the night before. I am really exhausted from that. Are you kidding me? Okay, so we can't use we can't, you know, use that example. So then, let's say he goes, why don't you do it? Have you guys ever tried that, men? Have you ever tried to ask your wife to be the one to pick up the dog poop? I'm going to tell you something, guys. It actually is probably the most effective thing you could do. I hate to say that. I know the ladies are going to get mad. Ladies, come on. Come on, I got to be honest here. If my husband ever actually said, why can't you for once clean up the dog poo? I really wouldn't have a response. If he says, why can't you do it? I'm like, look, I'm in the middle of this. I'm trying to cook a dinner. I'm trying to this. Blah, blah, blah. Then I'm trying to get ready. I'm trying to shave, you know, my legs because you're going to want to have sex later. Okay, I could come up with a lot of excuses. But if he says, why can't you for once pick up the dog poo? I'm done for. I can't really answer that. For once, he's got a point. So guys, I just gave you, you know, a mulligan. That's pure gold there. All right, so what to do with your kids if they're being a pain in the butt? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I have to be very careful. I remember when I was a kid, okay, and I was a very independent kid. And remember, I hated my parents, okay? Yeah, I have no problem saying that. I mean, my father, may rest in peace, I love him. I learned to really love him later in life. As a young kid, I loved him. But as a teenager, I hated my dad. I really hated my mom. I thought my sister was the biggest witch. So, and then younger brothers, oh my gosh. Okay, so and why did I dislike him? Well, I didn't like, you know, the way, you know, I got disciplined, you know, growing up. I think none of us kids did, okay? And I thought that my parents were messing me up, okay? We all get that attitude. And you need to think back to when you were a kid, okay? And look, no parent is perfect, okay? But the reason why I hated my parents is I wanted to go to Harvard or MIT or Yale. I wanted to be in show business. I wanted to, there were so many things I wanted to do. And I kept on getting like no's from my parents. No, that's not going to work. No, you're too stupid. No, you know, you're not good looking enough. No, you're not talented enough. No, no, no. And I know some of you guys are sitting there like, your parents were wise beyond their years. Okay, that's not nice. Okay, it's not nice. I got some talent somewhere. So anyway, now later they did really tell, you know, tell me that they thought I was talented and smart and beautiful and all that other stuff, but not as a kid. All right. And I didn't know why. I was like, if I look good in this dress, why don't you tell me I look good? If I, if I'm, you know, smart, if I do something smart, if I whatever, why aren't you telling me I'm smart? And the reason why, they even told me when I was younger, but I wouldn't listen, is because my parents said, we don't want you getting cocky. Because the second you get cocky, right, then you start becoming stupid. And you start, okay, but you see, you need that little bit of cockiness, I think. Because I went the other way. I had the biggest inferiority complex. I thought I sucked. I thought I was stupid. You know, my mom didn't want me to get raped because we had rapes in the family. And so she did not want me to think I looked good or I looked, you know, sexy or whatever because she didn't want me to strut my stuff. She thought I was going to be a hoochie mama if I had the chance. And she's probably right. But no, I was pretty religious and I didn't want to go there if I didn't have to go there. So I, you know, they wouldn't say, oh yeah, you know, that looks good or that, you know, no, that, and parents just don't do that. I'm very different. If my kids wear a suit and I go, that really looks good on you. You know, man, that looks good. You look, yeah, the girl's going to love you. Look hot. I don't mind telling them that because I want to boost their confidence. So I've done it different with my kids. Where I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so smart. You know, oh man, I would have never thought of that. Good job. I've done it so much that now, unfortunately, I have raised two boys that think their poop doesn't stink. And that I need to, I should be grateful for cleaning their underwear type of thing, okay? So I've raised two boys now that I think are, you know, like I'm beneath them. And I need to set this straight. And so last night when I had an issue telling my son to pick up the poop and he started to be a jerk and I tried to call him on it, I realized I'm at the point now where I don't have a lot of control. So where do I go? Where does Dr. Dahlia go when she needs to figure out what to do in life? I go to WikiHow. Okay. So WikiHow.com has how to deal with your teenagers. Okay. So let's just see what advice they give them. Okay. So they say, first, treat them like a teen. And not like a child or an adult. That's their first advice. Now I'm like, okay, that doesn't help me at all. Your teen is not a small child, so it's important to adjust your expectations and not treat them like a child. However, teens are not quite adults and cannot be held responsible as an adult. Okay, come on, this isn't really profound, okay? This is like a duh. Yeah, I know that. They say the teenage brain is in the middle of a critical stage of development, and teens need you to help them through this part of their lives. They are not quite developed in their decision-making, reasoning, or managing impulsivity. Now, they're right about that. So instead of assuming they will act and think like an adult, be prepared for something seemingly irrational behavior. Now, what I think they're trying to get at, which I've noticed, is my older boy, he's bigger than daddy. And so you start to think that they're a grown-up. You know, when you're like, here, grab this, help me with this, help me with this, you're like, well, wait a second, he's got the strength. Oh, wait a second. He's got, you know, and you're like, okay, you know, and then you're like, okay, I need some money. And like, I don't have any money, Mom. Excuse me. You've got to have, I mean, you have a wallet, right? Well, I didn't bring my wallet because I thought you were paying. I go, well, look, I don't have any money in my wallet. Do you have any money? I'm like, what? Okay. And you see that, that's a conversation I have with my kids. That's exactly how the conversation goes. So then you have to remind yourself that he's still a baby boy. But then the pendulum swings back. And I go, you know what? You're such a baby. You know, let me even hold your house keys.
You know, I gave you a wallet and you don't even carry a wallet. You don't even have money in the wallet. Why do I even give you the house keys? Give everything to me. Now you're a baby. Okay, no, that's not the way to handle that. Okay, because now he hates me. Now he feels stupid. So, if they start making mistakes, you got to show some compassion. You got to recognize that your teen is still learning a lot and nowhere, you know, near being adult yet. Now, this is what I think. Okay, my kid's not dumb. I think he purposely doesn't bring his wallet, so I don't have to borrow money from him. All right, so I need to do the opposite. I need to say, you need to start bringing your wallet because otherwise we don't eat. Assume, I'm never going to tell you if we're going to pay or not. So if we're going out to eat, you better bring a wallet, especially since it's my money that I'm giving you anyway. Well, Mom, I need that money for, I just need that money. No, you don't. Okay, you can buy drugs on somebody else's money. No, I'm joking. He doesn't buy drugs. But you know what I mean. I mean, it's like, look, I'm going to start introducing some unpredictability into this household. This way, they're always prepared. That's what I'm going to do. So thank you, Wiki Howe, but this is Dr. Dahlia's advice. Okay, next. What does Wiki Howe say? Be flexible with their freedoms. If your teen is making an effort to show their responsibility, allow more freedom. If they are making bad choices, be more restrictive. That's the problem. They make one bad choice when they drive. They make one bad choice with a relationship. That's not good. See, here's the thing. Okay, I don't care about them choosing a movie or buying a pair of jeans on their own. I worry about them later dating somebody and it going farther than I think it should. And then all of a sudden they cry, you know, oh, no, you know, I did not want to do that. And you know what I mean? That's the problem. Sometimes they only have one chance to make a mistake. So they say if your teen is asking for permission to do something you're inclined to say no to, hear them out and say, look, I'm not comfortable with this, but I want you to show me that you're responsible enough to go to this concert with your friends. I gave you freedom and you weren't prepared for it, so we need to scale back now. All right, and that's if, you know, the kid screws up. Focus on trust and not suspicion. Teens get into trouble. They do stupid stuff. All right, they say if your child does break your trust, take away the privilege and have them earn it back. So if they stay out too long after the curfew, say they cannot drive for 1 week, and they must earn the use of the car back. I think that's good. I also like, you can't, see, when I get mad at my kids, I say, okay, you were grounded for 3 years. You can't do that. Because that just doesn't work. So you have to do small, incremental, and it's very interesting. When you say you're grounded for 3 years, you know, they don't take it seriously. You say you're grounded for a week, they take that seriously because they're like, that's doable. That's one whole week of no car, no phone. See what I mean? Yeah, my kids have a car. Well, the reason why is because I'm at work all the time. I can't take them to school. Yeah, my husband works. So how's he going to take this? No, there's no school bus. So, yeah. Okay, now, when you enforce the rules and consequences, they say stay calm. If you're angry, take a moment to gather yourself. No. Wait a second. Where's all the fun? I like to have a complete BF. I like to completely go off on my kid. All right? No. That's the fun. But they say no. Keep a journal of how you feel when you're upset. No journal. I am going to let him have it and rip him a new one. Then they say establish boundaries and stick to them. The teen should know what to expect. Set some boundaries when they come out, when they go out. Here's my problem. I let him go out, and I give him a time to come home, but I say to text me. When he doesn't text me, oh, man, I am in my curlers and my pajamas, and I'm ripping him a new one. Be reasonable. We talked about that. Handle conflicts. Use effective communication. Show your love. Oh, have fun together. Make sure you find time to enjoy your teen. He doesn't want to do what I want to do. I want to watch a Michael Fassbender movie. He doesn't want to do that. 1-877-TALK-DALI. 1-877-TALK-DALI.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, all right, we have some news here. I apologize. The first U.S. city set to see Obamacare collapse is going to be Knoxville, Tennessee. We are being told by the Daily Caller that Knoxville, Tennessee could be the first city in the U.S. where Obamacare, quote-unquote, completely collapses, leaving tens of thousands of people without the option to buy a subsidized insurance policy. Humana is the city's only remaining insurance provider on its Obamacare exchange, and it is announcing exiting the market in 2018. If that happens, Knoxville, Tennessee will be in a rough spot. Unless another insurance provider fills Humana's place, some 40,000 people in Knoxville will not have an option to purchase an Obamacare-subsidized insurance policy. That's being reported by CNN. Knoxville, they say, is illustrative of one of the many problems with Obamacare. It doesn't promote market-based competition. Insurers pull out of marketplaces where it is not cost-efficient for them to provide services, and as a result, consumers are left with fewer options at higher prices. Tennessee, they say, is one of the largest casualties of the current healthcare system. Three insurers have pulled out of the state entirely. The state's co-op failed, and premiums continue to skyrocket annually by double digits. Tennessee's health commissioner has all but given up, describing the state's healthcare system as very near collapse. Now, that's coming from the Daily Caller. Now, this is where I'm not sure where the GOP has to go with this. I wish we didn't have to think politics. But the reason why you and I have to talk about politics is because nothing is going to be done by physicians or pharmacists or nurses or dentists or physical therapists, those in the healthcare field that want to fix this. The people that are going to be fixing healthcare is going to be politicians. And even though it may take 10 or 20 years to, undo the damage that Obamacare caused, they need to do something fast. Why? Because the damage is affecting certain cities and certain states almost immediately. And because they won't get reelected, or their members of their party won't get reelected, right? Next year, in a little bit over a year, when we have to deal with the midterm elections. So this is very, very frustrating. There's going to be, I guess, another suggestion for an Obamacare repeal, all right? Even though this last one, the American Healthcare Act, didn't go and didn't proceed as many wished it had, and it stalled and had to be pulled off the floor because it wasn't going to pass, it sounds like they are going to make another move soon. House Speaker Paul Ryan has said he said he wants to protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Our plan ensures every American, regardless of their health status, has the comfort of knowing you can never be denied coverage. So they will, I guess, keep trying until they make sure that they have something that they can present to the House. Again, this pre-existing condition thing is where this was the brilliance of the Obamacare Act. Okay, for years as a doctor, I was sick and tired of patients not being able to, have their health insurance cover something because they had a history of something. You know, if you had a pre-existing condition for asthma or high blood pressure, insurance wouldn't cover it. I thought that was ridiculous. But one of the reasons why we are in the mess we are today is because Obamacare allowed us to get insurance despite pre-existing conditions. Us having pre-existing conditions is what basically started to make the ship sink. So even though you and I want this, I talk to people all the time. They're like, look, as long as they don't mess with the pre-existing conditions, this is something we want. I get that. But that's one of the reasons why we're in trouble. So maybe we just need to sit and look at that. Let's just dissect that. What do we do when we are offering insurance to those who have pre-existing conditions? And I think at some point we all will have pre-existing conditions. So this is something that if you ever put on a ballot, should insurance cover pre-existing conditions? I think 99.99% will say, yeah, this is what we want. Those that understand insurance and understand economics will say, but it's not going to work. Well, we know that. And that's why there was such a rush for the Democrats to get Obamacare passed. Because once you get something like that passed, it's very hard to take away. And not that we want it taken away. I mean, I don't think the American people want that taken away. But that is why that was one of the booby traps, right? And brilliantly placed within the Obamacare law so that if the GOP tries to repeal or replace Obamacare, how do you do that without affecting the pre-existing condition clause? How do you get insurance premiums down without affecting the pre-existing condition clause? So we have issues. If an insurance company will only get you when you have a condition or when you're sick, there is no way they're going to make money. There's no way. All right, so no wonder the insurance companies are pulling out. What's happening in Knoxville, Tennessee, and probably multiple other cities that we're going to see soon, is the insurance companies are like, this isn't working. So nobody's buying insurance when they're healthy. Well, Obama made a tax or a penalty. And, I mean, here's the thing, people. I mean, I know for a lot of my listeners really, really hate Obamacare, and I'm with you on that. But this, you know, this is why they came up with the penalty. This is why they came up with the quote-unquote tax. In order to make this barely floatable, you have to force healthy people to buy insurance. Now, to me, that's un-American. You can't force an American to buy a product that's crappy. You can't do that. You can't force me to buy something that I don't like or I don't believe in because there's things in there that may be against my religion. You can't do that. That's un-American. Okay? You can't. Now, yes, you have to buy food for your kids. There's child endangerment and there's, you know, that could cause. But when you're talking about a high-priced, overpriced, crappy product, you can't penalize me for not wanting to buy a product that I can't even afford. $1,200 a month? Who has that kind of money? That's ridiculous. So, I mean, in terms of the average American. So, you know, how would the Democrats, or now the Republicans, make a person, a healthy person, put money into the health insurance system? The only way they could think of doing it is a fine. Now, I say flip it around and let's incentivize. All right? Any healthy person that purchases insurance, you know, gets a tax break, and a real nice tax break. Any employer that buys health insurance for their employees, and that's why they go back to the employers, because they, you know, can control, they have that sort of control with the employees, which I think is wrong, and that's something later I'd like to, you know, I'd like to get employers out of the equation. They don't want to buy your insurance, and you don't want them involved in your insurance. But people want them involved if they're going to pay for the insurance. But, you know, incentivize an employer. If you buy insurance for your healthy employees, all of them, and their spouses and their kids, the more people you insure, the bigger the tax credit. And I don't care if it's $500 or $1,000 tax credit per employee. Then do that. So that could help. Or let's get rid of insurance altogether. Just have it like catastrophic, like life insurance, and force doctors and hospitals to vie for your dollars. Make them compete for your dollars. If you need an MRI, get it over here for $200. If you need a appendectomy, we'll do your appendectomy for $2,000 as opposed to this place over here doing it for $12. Maybe that's what we need. But I think it's ridiculous, you know, with these medications. You know, nobody's going to buy a $500 a month medication, and that medication needs to bring down the price. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you, Mike from Las Vegas, for giving me the latest of Tony Romo. All right, Tony Romo is leaving the Dallas Cowboys, and he is leaving football and going into broadcasting with CBS, according to a league, according to league sources with ESPN. Tony Romo has reached a verbal agreement with CBS Sports to be its number one commentator, replacing former NFL quarterback Phil Simms alongside play-by-play veteran Jim Nantz. Sources confirmed to ESPN
He also has drawn interest from Fox and NBC. The Sports Business Journal first reported Romo's agreement with CBS, and that's because the Dallas Cowboys are planning to release him next Tuesday. Dallas is expected to designate Romo as a post-June 1 release, softening the blow against the Cowboys' cap this season. Instead of counting $24.7 million against the cap of 2017, Romo would count $10.7 million this year and $8.9 million in 2018. The Cowboys would gain $14 million in cap space this season, but it would not become available until June 2nd. The Cowboys will carry $19.6 million in dead money for the 2017 season, $8.9 million in 2018, and $3.2 in 2019. Now, sources close to the situation told ESPN Romo made this decision based on his health. He turns 37 on April 21st, and he believes his family and his health are paramount at this time in his life. He was somebody said he's going to be making $20 million, have a $20 million contract with CBS. Is that true, $20 million? Man, Wow. He believes his family and his health are paramount. He was limited to playing in just parts of five games over the past two seasons because of his collarbone and back injuries. He suffered a compression fracture in his back last August. That allowed Dak Prescott to emerge as one of the most amazing rookie quarterbacks I've ever seen. So I'll get to spend a lot more time with his family. Still remain a strong connection to the sport. He spent several weeks working through this decision. He already informed Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of his decision to step away from the game. But from what I understand, if the Cowboys do need him, he will be back for them. That's from what we understand. If there are any issues, then with Dak or anyone beyond that, second string or whatever, then he will be there. He will be the number one color commentator. He will now get to work with Nance, and he'll get to even cover Super Bowl in Atlanta. I guess the Super Bowl is going to be in Atlanta. 53, Super Bowl 53. I guess he also golfs, so he may be doing some golf coverage as well. Man, how nice. I guess he was going to be in consideration for the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos, but no. I mean, here's the thing. From a medical standpoint, people always ask me, medically, can he play? And for those of you guys not into football, you know, most likely, your only knowledge of the situation was he kept hurting himself and he kept breaking bones. And as a doctor, my big concern was he osteoporotic? Did he have osteoporosis? Were his bones thin? So if his bones were thin, then yeah, you know, maybe he could crack something. If he continually sustained trauma without ever properly healing, that could also be an issue. So from a medical standpoint, I wouldn't have recommended he play again. Plus, everybody knows his weakness. You know, it was no surprise. It was no secret what he injured. It was no secret that he had issues with his collarbone, back, etc. I think he broke transitional processes in two or three of his vertebrae. So his career record of 78-49, he was never really able to get the Cowboys past divisional playoffs. I thought he was a very, very good quarterback. I thought he was an excellent quarterback. Dak has blown us away, and, you know, Dak's young. So I'm excited for the change. Good luck for Romo. Of course, people are upset. From what I understand, some people are even cussing. I guess Bonnie Bernstein made some sort of comment saying, rather than going through all the years going up the ladder, you know, he just basically gets to get this cush job. I'm not going to quote, basically, quote, total crap, I guess that's what they said. And here's the thing, that's how it is. You know how many people have been in sports, I've considered a job in sports broadcasting. I know, you know, women don't really seem to have as easy a time getting a role in that, but I just love sports. I love commentating. I love giving commentary. I love it. Oh man, he looks hot. Ooh, he's so sweaty. Tom Brady should be taking off his jersey right now. I would have so much fun being a sports broadcaster. But, you have to be in that business for years. You have to, you know, unless you're a star. You know, what do people want? You know, what is it? Not John Elway. Who's been the one that's been, who's with NBC Sports? Oh, I forget. I forget. But anyway, there's, you know, you have football players that will just come out in Fox Sports, too. People want to see, like, Terry Bradshaw. You know, they want to see old players, and they want to see their take on it. That's the thing. That's the issue with broadcasting. For any of you guys, and many of you have asked about how to get into broadcasting, how to get into radio. I didn't get into radio. I didn't, you know, I guess, reach the success I did because I knew how to broadcast. I had something different that a lot of broadcasters don't. And so having an MD was very unique in radio. Not a lot of people have an MD. And so I went to a great school. I had some phenomenal training here in the States, and I was able to, you know, I was able to make that entertaining and understandable to a lot of people. I know you guys are like, well, then why the hell, Dahlia, are you sitting there talking about Dallas Cowboys? Okay, because I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm allowed to talk about sports. I talk about everything. But I just happen to also have an MD. And that's what attracts people to listening to my show. Hey, it's not the fact that I talk about my kids. It's not the fact that I talk about sports. It's, you know what? She kind of knows something about this topic. You know, you could have people on CNN or Fox or these other stations be medical correspondents, and they're very good with being a medical correspondent. But when you have a doctor talking about it, or a nurse practitioner, or a physician assistant, or a pharmacist, or whoever's in that field, chiropractor, talking about it, it just kind of lends a little bit more credibility. It makes it a little bit more interesting. So that's why in sports, we want, you know, famous sports people to, you know, be the ones giving our, giving the commentary. But working your way up the ladder, I made a lot of people mad reaching the success I did in radio. You know, because some of them had been in radio since they were, you know, 18, 19. And I entered radio in my 30s. You know, how come I got to skip 20 years? And it's not that. It's just I spent the other time, I spent all my, those other years busting my butt in hospitals and clinics and work in ERs, you know. And so I think, you know, for those of you that, this is what I want to give you. This is the advice I want to give you. For those of you that want to be in a field and you're upset that you're going to have to start at the bottom of the ladder, offer something that other people don't have, all right, and then be unique in that aspect. So like, for example, you know, my brother, you know, had an engineering degree in undergrad and then he went to law school. You know, well, he was trying to compete with lawyers for a job. I told you guys about that, how in California, some students were going back and suing the school, right, because they couldn't find a job. You know, there were too many lawyers that graduated. I go, then why don't you do this? Why don't you go back to engineering, but be their in-house lawyer? That's how you stand out, all right? Take that law degree, take that business degree, take that doctorate, and go to another field and stand out with that. That's sometimes the way to go. And it takes thinking laterally, and it's going to take some sacrifices, and it's going to take some loss of income. Do you think radio paid me enough for me to leave my practice every morning? No, of course not. But sometimes to take two steps forward, you got to take one step back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.